Beyond flying, levitating, walking through walls, there is very little you can't do. What you're really saying is, I choose not to attempt it because it makes me feel too uncomfortable. Phobics. People who say, I have a phobia, I've been diagnosed. It's okay because I've been diagnosed with a phobia. All they're saying is, I'm really uncomfortable. Phobics describe symptoms like the flu. My knees shake, I'm weak, my stomach hurts, I get dizzy, I feel nauseous. Yeah, all unpleasant symptoms. And they can do it anyway. They coexist with the symptoms. And finally, through action, the symptoms are likely to begin to fade as they get used to it. Or they can go through 10 years of psychotherapy and analyze from the childhood why they're afraid of this and that, and know exactly why they won't go in elevators and still not go in elevators. The way you face the fears is by doing it. And when you say can't, you're generally lying to yourself. So at least be honest and say, I choose to limit my life in this way and not take on this challenge. I would rather stay feeling comfortable. But to me, I don't want to live a life where I feel comfortable all the time. I don't know about you. Let's do a little visualization now. Imagine for the moment that you are inside of a room, an enclosed, slightly dark room. Small, limited. There is a door in front of you. And outside you see a beautiful day, sunshine, beautiful weather, many opportunities and color. Your life waiting for you. Now, every time though you go to that door to step outside, Mr. or Ms. Self-Doubt steps right in front of you and says, wait, you can't do this. And it stopped you many times before. Okay, I believe you. What I'm going to ask you to do is to make a little movie for yourself. And I'd like you to run it again and again. And I'd like you to experience again and again being stopped by self-doubt, by insecurity, by fear of one kind or another. Feel yourself about to walk out, and then self-doubt or whoever, Mr. Ms. Self-Doubt, Insecurity, Mr. Ms. Fear, puts a hand up in front of you. Feel yourself stop. Experience what that's like. I want to go out there. I want to, but I can't. Run this as a movie again and again. Let yourself be stopped every time as you have in the past. I'm not waiting for you to change it. Don't change it yet. Be stopped again and again and again. Run the movie. You can do this at your own pace sometime. Run that movie for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, 50 times, 100 times. You'll know when you've done it enough when you start getting not sad, not afraid, but really angry. When you start feeling the frustration, when you start asking yourself, who am I? Is this how I want to live? When you reach that point, as long as it takes to do that, you're then ready to do the final step. It's very important to do this way. You run the movie once more, but this time you look at fear with neither love nor hatred. It's simply something you hardly notice. You focus your attention on where you're going, out of that door. So when the hand comes up, you hardly notice. It's there. The self-doubt's there. The fear's there. But you are so focused on where you're going that you just walk out that door. Run that movie now. Mr. Ms. Fear, maybe it looks like an alien or somebody you knew, maybe a parent or someone else. Have it look like someone you know. And then when the hand comes up and it starts, you can't walk around.